And that must be done through proper agent. And the standard of giving, that will be understood. How to give, what is known to be the gift. To give, that is a very hard thing. What to give? The whole capital we are conscious of collected from black marketing. All black marketing here. Things belong to the to one, and we are thinking this belongs to me, that belongs to you, that to that, in this way. The wholesale black market thing. Ishavashmidam sarvam. This transaction, treacherous transaction in this world. This body does not belong to me, it does not obey my direction. And I think this is myself, and these are all belonging to me, are belonging to India or to America or this, that, wholesale black, a false transaction, hoax. We have to understand this first, the whole hoax transaction. And we have to save ourselves from that. They're all false, going in the name of truth. We have to save from this false transaction, sent person. This mania, this belongs to that, this belongs to A, B, C, D, all. Belonging, all master, all lords. This great mania, we have to save from, to be saved from that. This great mania. Then it belongs to whom? Who is the real owner? Who is the real lord? And he is the lord of mine also? And how to approach him? Where is he? The Lord of Truth? Where is he? So that sort of serious transaction, inquiry and transaction should be made open in reality, not in imagination. Has to get out of the hoax that this belongs to ABCD, and then to search the owner and what is my relation with that owner. Then we will be given to understand that he is very, our Lord is very good natured, very sweet and fulfilling. Our fulfillment is in him. He is so sweet. The center is so near, so friendly, so sweet. We'll be able to know gradually. And that means, in another words, that we will live in the transcendental world. And found that there is a world, and my inner soul is a member of that happy world. Then again to search the where I am adjusted there, my inner soul is adjusted in that eternal pastimes, where to find out, to be properly located. And then I will be in the fullest attainment of life. In this way,
মার চিড় ভাঙানো টাকা,
হ্যাঁ,
চিড় ভাঙানো টাকা
কত?
২৫ টাকা.
২৫, back to our station. Infinite sky, Mahasunnam. Where to take stand? The ground removed from the from under the feet. Where we are. We're standing in a solid earth over the earth. But that is taken away. Where are you? Where are we? An atom in the universe. No support. Here in human body, then after death, maybe transferred somewhere, unknown quarter. From there again, unknown quarter. In the time of eternity, we are moving in this. Not conscious of our own self, our future, our past. Why do we boast much of our scholarship and the knowledge and civilization and science? But what is the position of the man? What was his future? What will be? What was his past? And what will be his future? All unknown, uncertain. So, what position we have got? No substantial position. This is what we are at present. Just as the dust by a storm, it is in a combination, so many dust sands by a storm removed. What direction? And in this way, no rule, no regulation, by chance, we are prey of chance. Our existence is at the desperate, the sweet will of the chance, of the forces of nature. No stable position of our own. And we are making boast, we are so and so. I can crash with atom bomb the whole world. What does it harm? For the universal interest, nothing. If the whole world is effaced like a point, if the whole world that the atom bomb can swallow, it's a negligent point in the infinite. Who knows, who cares for that? Who cares for that? There's a mosquito we may kill with the fingers, so one world in consideration of the infinite. What is the value of this big world for us? Bigger, bigger, bigger. Sound also. So high class sound our ear cannot accept. A very small class sound our ear cannot accept. The more intense light our eye cannot catch. And very meager light also I cannot catch. Only the limited between the infinite high light, infinite less light. Only a middle portion particular that comes to our sight. And that also to our ear. Everything. And this middle, something negligible, is given to us wherever we need the world. Greater light, more intense light also, we can't see, it is darkness. And less light, of course, darkness. So sound also. Most intensified sound we can't catch. Our ear can't catch. To a certain extent it can catch. So where we are, no stand. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So this is the world of reality, so-called reality, the Vastava, Satya. The communists are very fond of this physical existence. There is nothing. But this is such. কি হলো পিঁপড়ে কারণে পিঁপড়ে কামড়ায় নি কিন্তু একটা দে আর নট কজিং এনি হার্ম টু মি অ্যাট প্রেজেন্ট হরি জয় গৌর হরি গৌর The inner guardian, the inner man is very close to us. This is to show. But externally you are so helpless, your position. But don't go that side to find, to search for your support or your friend. Find inside. Find inside. The stable friend is there. Achievement is possible. And he sees with his affectionate eye, looking over you. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. Go that side. Enquire your support in our side. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadavashyanti. A big eye of a guardian is watching you there. Paramatma. Very close. Very close to you. Try to go that side. Turn your eyes, inner eyes, that side. You will find some stable position. Oh, there is the support, is it? I was searching for some support in the flickering material aspect of life. That searching for what? That mental and physical body, they are also false. And the foundation I was searching for, their support, that also false. But the reality is this side. Both of mind as well as environment. A divergent change, a revolutionary change will come in one's thinking. Oh, everything, all assurance. Everything optimistic. Ashtar Javad Pashyam. When he comes to have such recognition in the beginning, he is astounded. Ashtar Javad Pashyam. And when he wants to say it to others, he is also astonified, astonished. And those that hear from him, they are also stupefied. Is it? Is it our foundation to stand is inside our hope. Of satisfaction is inside, not outside. Not in the world sought through our senses, but within. The world where we are standing really with our own personality real, that is inside. In this way. Ashtajyavat পশ্যতি কষ্টি রেদং আশ্চর্যবত বদতি তথৈব চান্ন আশ্চর্যবত চন্নমন্ন শৃণোতি সুত্তাপ্রেণং বেদন চৈব কষ্টি আর নান ক্যান ফিনিশ ইট after a hard struggle of knowing, cannot be finished, unfinishable. Go on, the charm progresses like anything, no end. Navanavayaman. Every second it comes with new appearance, a new prospect. Every moment, new prospect. With a new appearance it comes to us. Cannot be stayed. None can make him stayed. Oh, it is already, I know it, it is finished. Not that. Every second, with new promise and the progress and the prospect, it appears to you. So one is astonished. This is the character of infinite. That is within that wealth. And living that, searching outside what for? In the mortal world? In the world of crops, dead body, corpse? In the morgue, you have come to find solace in the morgue. A dead pool of dead bodies. Dive deep into reality. The wealth is within. And it is very cheap at the same time. Everyone may find, if eyes are turned inside, and ample, infinite, no possibility of being a food crisis or any crisis of want. It remains infinite, ample, and vitality giving, soul feeding, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. And the Mahaprabhu told that the sweetest of the sweet, sweetest of the sweet, Lord, that higher embrace we can have, it is so sweet we can't overestimate, we can't even touch speak of it. He's Lord, but so friendly and so sweet that inestimably we may be gainer. Gold Hari, Gold Hari, turn your eyes towards me. Nityananda Prabhu begging from door to door, oh, accept, cast your glance towards Gauranga, who has come to your door, and with what wealth he has come to give you. Try to mind it. Give little attention, and he will be rich in unknown quality. Krishna, 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 Gaur Hari, Nitai Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nitai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nitai Gaur. Nitai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nitai Gaur Hari Gaur. Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Whatever he says, we are going to go deliver lectures or explain from Bhagavatam or do some collection for the disease. We are doing that. Still, these offenses are coming. We do not know. He is responsible. Guru Maharaj told. But if a student complains against his teacher, oh, he is asking me to do so many sums to get by heart so many articles and this grammar, and I am doing all these things. Still I fail the teacher. The teacher is responsible for that. Mm-hmm. It is something like that. We are ordering you to engage yourself in the service of the Lord. And it is written in the scriptures, and we also follow it. By doing this, you will get out of the present undesirable engagement, and you will make progress in the devotion of the Lord. For that purpose, I have ordered not to fulfill my any separate interest. Just as the teacher asks the student, do this, read this, and do this, all this, work these sums, get by heart, all meant only to learn. In the way of learning, all these practices necessary. So I have also asked you to engage yourself in so many form of services. And by these practices, you will be able to cross the Maya and to attain the land of divinity. So we do our best, but there is the free will and the previous, the impulse of the previous action of the jiva. Nukattittam nukarmani lokasya sayati prahu nukarma phalasam yogam savavastat pravattati. Even the Lord says that I am independent of their activity, their action and their consequence, independent. I am aloof. I am not responsible for their action and for their the consequence of their action. They are left independent. Svabhavastu pravartati. The arrangement I have made for the free will to do independently. The independent, the free will cannot be taken away, then it will be mud, it will be stone. No longer it will be a soul. A soul means endowed with free will. The free will is taken off, the soul cannot exist. It is something like person. So, free will must be there, and with free will you should come to serve me. Free service, that is necessary, not forced labor. Devotion is not forced labor, but devotion is free service. Freedom is there of the jiva soul. Then he will be happy. Otherwise, deprived of freedom, he forced them to get like fossils. He won't feel any satisfaction in him. So free cooperation, free service, that is devotion. Otherwise, no devotion, there's forced labor. So forced labor is no devotion, no service, no dedication. So by nature of things, he can't interfere, and he does not interfere. God even, what to speak of his devotees. But their good will, their good aspiration, that is enough. That is something, and with the help of that, we can make fair progress. But our willing cooperation must be there. Otherwise, it can never be devotion. Freedom cannot be snatched away from the soul. Free service, free cooperation. That is indispensable. So the packet of chundre chalo, গরমিত করছে। গৌর সুন্দর, গৌর হরি বল, গৌর হরি বল, গৌর হরি বল।
Maharaj, we see many, many wealthy persons. They have the idea that by giving some pranami, that they will receive unlimited benefits. So that
yes, that is utilized for the service of the Lord. And as a reaction of that, their energy is utilized in the service of the Lord. They get something in return as reaction. Thereby, from the lowest level, they acquire sukriti, and when sukriti is sufficiently developed, then it comes shraddha, and they come gradually this side.
What if, could there also be like punya karma? Could that also be there?
Oh? That depends.
In their conscience.
Depends upon to whom he is offering the pranami. If a pranami is offered to a person who is engaged in worldly good things, then it will be punya. But the energy which he supplies to a person who is in nirguna, who has no business but to serve Narayana, Krishna, then in return he gets some sukriti, the unit of devotion.
So, what is the difference between punya and sukriti?
Punya means sattvic, within good, within this business conceived world after Satya Loka. In this exploiting area, there is also, according to the intensity, good and bad. Good and bad. Most cruel exploitation and a reasonable exploitation and very meager exploitation. A saptagun, that is also exploitation. In the plane of exploitation, the most heinous and intense, the decoys, and then there is something given and something taken, and we are engaged to avoid the exploitation, and the intensity of exploitation is reaching to a very lower degree. That is Satya Guna and Maha Jana Tapa Satya Loka. But still it is within the area of exploitation. That is Punnam. A man of public spirit, a man who devotes for the good cause in this world, worshipping for the other deities, they are in Saptaguna. Urdham gacchanti saptastra madhye tishthanti rajasa jagannaguna vrittistra jadhu gacchanti dhamata. Three classes of person are living here. The Saptagun is a more renunciation and less exploitation. Generally, that is known as Saptagun. When connected with the Nirguna plane, that is Hari Narayana, for his satisfaction, not to accept some service, mundane service from Narayana. not such attempt, but to satisfy Narayana. That is devotion. Adurupita paschat kriyeta, then it will be bhakti, devotion. Whatever I shall receive by this action, the result will go to my Lord and not to me. If with this spirit any activity is practiced, anything is practiced, then it is devotion. Otherwise, when the recipient will bring anyone but Narayana, then it may be Satyaguna and Rajaguna Tamaguna. Punya means generally it is known merit, demerit in this way. But within the jurisdiction of this illusory conception, illusion, misconception, not proper conception of the truth, misconception of the truth, that punya. Though sometimes we find in the Shastra the punya has been used in the sense of Sukriti, very rarely. Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnavi, Svalpa Punya Vatam Rajan Vishyasu Naivaya. Here this punya has been used as Sukriti, because the concern with Govinda, not with any worldly bhakti, the connection. Just as Vishnu, he has got his special acquaintance. But sometimes Vishnu, this word has been used to mean Krishna also. Vikriditam Vrajavadhu Viridam Cha Vishnu. Here Vishnu means Krishna. Vrajavadhu Vikriya, past tense with the gopis, that is only confined to Krishna. But the Vishnu has been, the word has been used for the ordinary persons to facilitate their understanding that Krishna is not a human being, though his ways are more or less the same with human. It is aprakita, crossing this Vaikuntha Adukshagraha to make us understand the Vishnu. That word has been used. The commentators have written in this way. But generally the Vishnu means Tirodasai Vishnu or Narayan.
Maharaj, who is that slok composed by? Svalpa Punya Bhutan Raja? That slok is composed in some Purana?
It is mentioned in some Purana. Mahaprasadi Govindi, Nama Brahmani Vaishnavi. Salpapunna Vatang Rajam Vishyasu Nibhajaya. Padma Purana, Vishnu Purana, Sam Purana. In Gaudiya Kamsahar you may find this.
Guru Maharaj, conditioned souls, they don't have a spontaneous attraction towards bhakti, towards Krishna. It's bad if this attraction can be imposed, can be forced, it's bad.
Welcome.
Ani bolchen je nutun aschen tara Krishna janma kono akarshan nai
kono
akarshan she janma sabar prathame jari ekta chap dewa hoy tale bhalo hobe na
ki ja hai
chap 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 force
chap
chap
chap the expert may give that sort of pressure if he finds that particular case may have some benefit. The pressure they may enforce to some duty that will remain on the expert who will handle it. That if we give some pressure, apply some force, then he may go from here to there. Mm-hmm. That will depend upon particular case. Mm-hmm. Particular case.
And Guru Maharaj, also this freedom
He was a Vaishnava. We sent person to Vaishnava. Any activity from him cannot but produce goodness. Mm-hmm. Whatever apparently it may be. Kunyan is killing so many demons. Mm-hmm. The demons killed in his hand will get some higher chance. Mm-hmm. Because it is in connection of Hanuman, and so it was necessary for the service of the satisfaction of the Lord. It is guaranteed there. Mm-hmm. Do you find?
Yes.
Follow?
Yes. In Guru Maharaj?
So it depends upon the person. Mm-hmm. Who will give pressure or apply force to a particular person.
And Guru Maharaj, this freedom can be given openly, because sometimes a Kanishtha cannot appreciate, cannot act properly, cannot utilize properly this freedom. But this freedom must be given?
You're welcome.
What's the question?
Can you
understand the question?
Make it more clear.
You are referring to the freedom, the spontaneous service. Kanishtha adhikaris, they cannot appreciate and utilize properly freedom,
yes.
But freedom must be there, even if it's not properly utilized?
Freedom of the soul and the present freedom of the mind. Freedom of the soul is necessary. And to awaken that, pressure may be given in the mental freedom. Don't do this, do that. In this way, the egoistic freedom of the ego, that may be engaged to acquire the freedom of the soul. Freedom. And in that process, he will ask, don't do what your mind dictates you to do. But I say, do that. You use your present ego in the action of set aside your own impulse, your own tendency. And what I say, try to accept that. Utilize your present ego in this. And then, by this process, when your soul will be awakened, he will be able to understand my good purpose. Mm-hmm. At present, you can't. Mm-hmm. You go on obeying what I say. Try to utilize your ego to do this. Mm-hmm. But one day, in this process, you will find that your soul awakened, and he will appreciate that.
Guru Maharaj, sometimes you have said that the last verse in the Bhagavatam, that the last verse in the Bhagavatam seems to advocate Kaivalya. The last verse in Bhagavatam.
Last?
Yes.
Shloka. Shloka.
In Bhagavatam appears to advocate Kaivalya.
Advocate?
Kaivalya. Kaivalya.
Kaivalya.
Can you explain that?
Abdicate.
Advocate.
Glorify. Glorify. Recommend.
Kaivalya. That is the complete autonomy. Kaivalya means. Everything is in harmony with the Supreme Good. he will come to such a plane where he will be able to see everything having connection with him. Suppose there is prison house and there is some punishment, and it pains your heart to see the punishment. Suppose the mother is beating the child, your heart may be painful to see this. But when you can see the whole thing, the mother to correct him, this punishment, this is a good thing. This is not bad. The government has is punishing the prisoners. It is for the welfare of those that are being punished. So it is not a cruel action. If you connect it with the center, then you will come to see that everything has got is beneficial, is good. Do you follow?
Yes.
In consideration of the interest of the whole, he will not be disturbed very much seeing the punishment. The mother is rebuking the child. He is not excited. He is out of her affection. He is punishing the boy, aiming at his future good. So he may not feel disturbed. Something like this. Everything he will see, and he will see that the real purpose is known to one, Arteshya Vigyasa Lord. It is fulfilling his desire, his pleasure, and thereby it is successful. It's justification. The justification of any and every event he will find in connection with the satisfaction of the center. He will learn. He will learn to adjust everything in this way, connecting with the satisfaction of the Supreme Will. Kaivalyaika prayojana. It is necessary to satisfy him, so it is all right. He is not guided of any selfish interest, however small or big, great. No selfish interest. No local interest. No province, no guided by any local interest or provincial interest. But always he looks at anything and everything from the absolute standpoint, absolute interest. Arteshu Abhigyasarat. Everything meant for him. Reality is for itself. So standard of good and bad should be measured by judging from the standpoint of the satisfaction of the center, of the whole, not any part, however greater it may be, any national or social consideration or individual consideration, but from the consideration of the universal center, everything for himself. No local or provincial interest have to complain anything against that universal demand. Do you follow? No?
Yes.
Oh.